Welcome back to another episode, guys. Welcome back. It's your girl Pri, and you're listening to Wine Downs with Pri. I don't know, what are you guys drinking tonight? Like, are you guys drinking wine, tea, coffee? When are you listening to this episode? Are you listening on Wednesday when it drops? Wednesday evening? Wednesday morning? Or are you listening to Thursday? Or is it Friday for you guys? Let me know. Comment down below. Let me know when you're listening, when my voice comes in, where you're listening. Are you in the car? are you at work? Are you sneaking this episode in while you're walking on the treadmill in the gym? Get it, sis. But welcome back, guys. It's another episode. I hope you guys are well. I hope life is treating you well. And spring is here. Like, the sun is coming out. The shorts are out. Hoochie Daddy short season is coming. It's on the horizon. Okay. Sundress season is right around the corner, fellas. But welcome back. It's Pri Ali, and you're listening to another episode of Wine Downs with Pri. Today, we're talking about breaks from social media. And I wanted to do this episode to just kind of like tie it because it's spring cleaning. And I remember I had a previous episode when I first started the podcast on spring cleaning, and I talked about like cleaning not just yourself, not just your home and your belongings and your clothes, but just cleaning inside and out, right? And that's kind of like along where I'm taking this episode. 5 years later, we're back and I'm talking about the same thing, but with breaks on social media. So I took a break from social media from September 17th to now April. And I decided to now come back. But I did not plan to take that long of a break, in full transparency. I started taking the break because I was just like, you know what? I just want to take a break. I always take a break at the end of the year from social media. I always give myself time to reset before the year is over, plan out what I want the new year to bring, what I want to do, all the good stuff. And I think it's important to do that. And I think for a lot of us, we kind of use social media to just kind of like get all our information, our facts, plan out what we want to do, like trips, all that good stuff. But it can sometimes go into sensory overload. And it's important to check in with yourself and realize that you're not just mindlessly scrolling, and give yourself those breaks or those like screen time timeouts. Like, I had a friend who he didn't even know like you could do what is it called? Like, you can do screen time where you can reduce the amount of time that you spend on Instagram, and it gives you like an alert. And I've had this alert on my phone for years now where I have it where I can only spend 2 hours on social media a day. If you have an iPhone, go into your settings now, girl. Go into your settings and change that, and change your screen time to 2 hours, 1 hour, 4 hours, whatever makes sense for you. But set it. Set it and forget it, boo, because you're gonna thank me later. And I think it's important to do that because a lot of times we have things that we say we're gonna do for the day, whether it's you wake up and you're like, I wanna work out 2 hours today. Maybe that's a lot for you, or you wanna work out 30 minutes, or you wanna like work on journaling, or you want to do gardening, or you want to sew, whatever hobby or activity you want to do for that day. You set it. And then before you know it, you pick up your phone first thing in the morning when you wake up. And before you know it, it's like 2 hours have gone by and you haven't done anything. You've just been watching reels, you've been watching TikToks, you've been watching YouTube shorts, all of that. And the time just flies. The time just goes, and you don't know how long you're just mindlessly scrolling, right? So I think it's important to have that screen time on your phone because it kind of checks in with you. It tells you like, hey, you've been on here for too long. It's time for you to take a break. And I have mine set, so it gives me like a time check. So it's like, if I go on Instagram and I'm on there for like an hour, it will literally tell me like, you have 1 hour left of the day to spend on Instagram. So now I know that, okay, in the next 10 hours left of the day, I can like go on Instagram every 10, 15 minutes. That way, that time is allotted for that 1 hour that I have left, rather than me just spend 2, 3 hours of my morning mindlessly scrolling. But yeah, so like that's kind of like what I wanted to talk about today and just kind of like touch base on. But yeah, breaks on social media are so important. Like I think it's important for you to rest, and check in with yourself and ask yourself, why are you even on social media? Like I started this in 2020. That was the first time I took like a true long break. Because prior to that, I was taking breaks on Instagram, but it was more like 2 weeks. I take like 2 weeks, or like for Lent, I'd fast and like take time off from Instagram. But 2020 was the first time. And I think I did that because the pandemic was so heavy. I remember telling you guys on the previous episodes that I am a healthcare professional and COVID was really real for me. I worked firsthand during COVID. I took care of people. I had people die in my hands, like all of that. I experienced COVID in a real way. And I think it was important for me before the year ended to kind of like process that, because we were still in the pandemic, but COVID was shifting from like that first phase where it's like really, really serious, critical. We don't know what's going on to like that transitional phase. Like 2021, we're kind of outside, we're not really outside. And the year was ending, and I'm like, 2020 was wild. I need to take a step back and just like process that. So I took a break from social media, and it was my first time ever doing that. And I remember I deactivated, I was that the year I deactivated my account? I can't remember. But I took a break, and it was 3 months, and it was so nice. And I came back the beginning of 2021, and it was so refreshing because when I was away, I didn't think about social media at all. And I'm someone that if I'm on social media, I'm on social media. I'm posting, I'm on my stories, I'm interacting with people. Like the DMs are lit, okay? The DMs are popping. We're having a good time. I'm on the feed, I'm on your feed, okay? You're gonna see what I'm up to. Because that's the whole point, is to be social. But when I'm off, when I say out of sight, out of mind, I don't think about it. I'm living my life in the present. I'm doing me. Like, it's not even something I'm like thinking about. Like, it's like, oh, what's Instagram? And I remember doing that the first time, and I truly just enjoyed it. And I was just like, wow, this is nice. I want to do this every year. Like, every September, I'm taking 3 months off and going off the grid. And in 2021, I did just that. And I took this break and I deactivated my account. And that was pretty interesting because people thought that I had unfollowed them. So, what do you do when that happens to you? I think it's important that before you take a break, do you announce it? Like, do you tell your friends? Like, I don't think that you need to announce it. I think you're doing it for yourself, and you don't need to tell anyone why you're doing it. And quite frankly, like, it's a crazy world that we live in that your real life friends will think that you are no longer friends with them because you're not interacting with them on social media. Like, that's insane, because this is like a fake universe, and this our real lives are reality. So, but yeah, so I did that, and fast forward, we're now in 2024, and I did the same thing. I took a break from September 2023 to end of March 2024, and it was the best thing I ever did. Like, it was truly amazing not being on social media for 6 months. I traveled to four countries in that time. I got to move into a new home. I literally made new friends, started new work. Like, so much transpired in my life in that time period. And it was so beautiful to not have the pressure to share it with the world, or to like, post about it or whatever, like just process it and sit in it. And I think it's important that when things are really happening in your life, don't go on social media. I know it's crazy, right? But don't go on social media. Like, really enjoy them and process them, because I think it makes you sit in it a little bit more and appreciate that moment. I think social media can sometimes rush your moment. It can rush your growth. It can rush that trip. Like, it's nice to just sit back and look back and reflect on something rather than be in the moment, sharing, experiencing all of that. It's like boom, 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 all at once. That's a lot to be processing. Like now I'm on the wave where if I'm going on a trip, I'm going to go on the trip. And the next week I'll come back and share the trip if I want to on social media or with friends or with family. Like it's so nice to just be present and just like enjoy those experiences because I'm learning as we get older that life is coming at you fast and life is like lifing. And I think that it's so refreshing to be in that moment and experience it where your memory, you can look back and you're not looking through your phone, you're not looking at your stories, you're not like remembering, like, oh, what was like, did this happen first or did this happen first? Like, you were there, you saw it, you experienced it. I think that it's important to take time off from social media to rest, process, reset. I think it's so nice to do it towards the end of the year, middle of the year, like I like it during different quarters of the year, to be honest with you. I think it's important to do it the end of the year because you can make your goals for the next year based on your perspectives, based on what your vision is, not this girl's vision, not this influencer's vision, not your friend's vision. You're not inspired by anyone else but yourself. You're not competing with anyone else but yourself. Whatever things you want to manifest in the new year, you are manifesting those ideas because they're coming from within. You spend time with yourself, with your creator, and you figured out what goals you want to set for yourself for the new year without being influenced by other people's things that necessarily don't align with you. Like your path is different. Your path is your path. But I think a lot of times, like, we're so pressured where it's like, oh my God, this person's goal next year is to buy a house. Like, that should be my goal too. Or this person wants to save $30,000 next year and they shared it on their vision board. I'm going to put that on mine too. Like, no, that's not your vision. Sit with yourself, figure out what it is that you want for yourself for the next year or the next quarter, next month. Like, spring cleaning is all of that. And I think it's so important that when you are resetting the new year to take that time off and sit back with yourself without all the chatter and all the noise and all the influence of others. And it's just you, your thoughts, and you alone. So that was why I did my break. And in that break from social media, I just learned so much as always. I just learned that I'm on my own race and rest is just as important as the grind. Net worth is not dependent on the level of your productivity. You're still worthy when you rest, when you take time to heal, when you take a step back to regather yourself, you're still worthy. You're still going to be productive. It's important though to sit back with yourself and to rest. You were deemed to be worthy of love and rest. So I am just as worthy in my resting as I am in my doing. So I think it's important sometimes to just check in and recenter with yourself and figure out what it is that you are getting from social media. And is it motivating you? Is it making you more of an envious person? Is it making you more of a person that you just want to travel now because this person's on a trip? You're like, now I need to book a trip. Like, you need to recenter and figure out what your purpose of having social media on your phone is. If it's just for fun, great, but let it not take time and divert you from your real life goals and your real life work and productivity. So, to bring the episode to an end, that's kind of like where I wanted to talk about and just like my personal experience from taking a break from social media and just really focusing on wellness for this year. I want us all to be healthy and have a successful year mentally, spiritually, and physically. And I think taking a break from social media definitely helps, whether it's for length, whatever personal reason it is, but it's important to do that and take that time. So I hope you guys learned something from this. I hope you guys are able to take that break. And I will see you guys on the next episode of Wind Downs with Pri.